There's no bumping in the back of the Hummer. Coffee costs a half of a dollar. There's a big girl standing in the buffet line. Hey, wait a minute. You might want to mute the PA. There's a real quick, if you don't mind. Mute the PA really quick. I got to fix something really quick. Can you do that from back there? No way. Is this going to make a big sound if I do this? Sorry, I had something come unplugged down here. Thank you for doing a good job. Thank you. If you don't mind muting really quick, I'm going to make a big blast of sound. Yes.
Thank you. So, y'all are very nice to listen to me. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to play about four more tunes, I suppose. Can I tell you about some of the things? I have a few things for sale. I started making comic books a while back. I got hurt on this job, and I thought I was going deaf, and so I started drawing because I thought I was going deaf, but turns out I'm not going to go completely deaf. Anyway, this is a song called, this is a comic book called Banjonics. It's about banjo playing and philosophy and like modal logic and things like that. And this is one of my favorite comics. It's called All Possibilities Exist. But anyways, this is my third comic called Banjonics, and I got one called The Gig of Fear, which is my first one that came out. And it's just like a very small comic. This one's a funny one. This one's more of like weird. And then I have one that teaches you how to read music on a 5-string banjo, because banjo is a transposed instrument. So if you want to read those little dots, I made this little comic book about how to do that. And then one of the running gags is I always have an obscure like black metal t-shirt on in my drawings of myself. Anyway. So I'm not done. Hang on. There's this one. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, is when I get to go over the several of the traits of what we like to refer to in the music business as the gig of fear. Would you like to hear some of the traits of what might be the gig of fear? Number one, an 800-mile drive. Number two, audience stinking drunk upon arrival. Number three, booked at the last minute. Number four, it's billed as live music. That's when they don't put your name up there. They put something like free buffalo wings and some knucklehead with a banjo or something like that. And then the fifth trait of the gig of fear is the house only takes 80% off the top. So, that's what that's all about. And I got some t-shirts from my record that isn't out yet, and my banjo record. I have a little tarot card reading and some face painting and my transmission repair. I'm moving. I'd like to just be Mr. Truth. I got this new job. I'm thinking about being Mr. Truth, where some rich guy hires me just to like tell him the truth, you know? I just tell him, you know, because I feel like some of these really powerful guys, like they never just have, like my older brother, who would just like totally tell you the truth, like really brutally at any moment of your life. So some of these guys need to just have some guy that, you know, they have so many yes men around them, and then they talk to this one guy, and he's just like, Forget it, man. Like, no way. If you have an older brother, old crusty older brother, they always share that kind of stuff with you pretty freely. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. And I've heard you say a lot of dumb things. All right, it's time for another Don Stover. We play two John Hartford's second Don Stover tune here.